Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the year where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. Here we are in Season 5, Chapter 4, Paragraph 17, Perek Dalad Mishnah Yud Zayin, talking about the idea of three crowns and which crown is best, the one that goes above that. The commentary, of course, from Sforno and the notes from Rabbi Pelkovitz. And here we are talking about these special, special ornaments on the head, these crowns. Rabbi Shimon says, Shalosha Kesarim Haim, there are three crowns. Keser Torah, the crown of Torah. The Keser Kahuna, the crown of priesthood. The Keser Malchus, the crown of kingship. The Keser Shem Tov, Ola Al-Gavim, the crown of a good name surpasses them all. You can have a lot of Torah under your belt. You could have a priesthood, a wonderful yichus under your belt. You could be the king of the world. You could be the king of the country. Even more than that, king of kingdoms, king of the world. But if you don't have a good name, you don't have a good reputation, you don't have a good acquisition for yourself, a good fortuna for yourself, a good persona for yourself, what does it mean? What is it worth? It's really worth nothing. A person in this life has to do what they can to make sure that things get done in this world and a good name is with them. And a good name is a hard thing to come by. It could take a whole life to get a good name. It could take 5 minutes to lose a good name, God forbid. It could take 5 seconds to lose a good name. A person in this world can only take the mitzvahs, the Torah, the chesed they do in this world with them after 120 years. Otherwise, it's all gone. You can't take anything materialistic, that good name, that good reputation. Those good things you try to leave behind, that could come with you. Other stuff cannot come with you. Other stuff does not stay. So try to work on that good name. Work on that keser, shem tov, in this world and the world around you. The Sforno points out that three crowns were granted to Israel from on high. However, these crowns may only be worn by those who merit to wear them, providing they have the crown of a good name, but not in any other manner, and certainly not if it is to the contrary. For indeed, as the sages said about a Torah scholar whose ways are pleasing to the people, Mahabrios Omrus Alav, Re'isem Ploni Shalama Torah Kama Mesukanim Derachav Alav Ne'emar Yisrael Asher Becha Espa'er. What do people say concerning him? They say, do you see how fine are the ways of this man who studied Torah? Of him the verse says, is Israel, in whom I will be glorified, that comes from Yuma and Yeshaya. It is then that the Torah is a crown and a sacred diadem. The reverse, however, is true of a Torah student and scholar who has a bad reputation, as our sages state, Mahabrios Omrus Alav, Re'isem Ploni Shalama Torah, Kama Mechoraim Derachav Alav HaKasuv Omer Be'amor Lehem Am Hashem Elo Me'artzo Yetzu. What do people say concerning him? They say, see how corrupt are the deeds of this person who studied Torah. Of him, the verse says, these are the people of Hashem gone forth from the land, from Yuma and Yecheskel. The same can be said of the crown of priesthood. It is evident from the sons of Eli, about whom the prophet says, Ve'emascha mikahenli, I will reject you, that you will not be a priest to me, from Hosea. Same can be said of the crown of kingship, as we find in the case of Yehoram, who killed his brothers and the princes of Israel. See Chronicles 2, as a consequence, the verse says, V'lo asu lo sereifa, kesereifas avosav, ve'ikberuhu be'ir David, v'lo bikvaros hamalachim. They made no burning for him, as they did for his fathers. They buried him in the city of David, but not in the tombs of the kings. You see, a good name is more important than anything else. The notes point out that the commentary of the Sforno, which links the crowns of Torah, priesthood, and the royalty with the crown of a good name, that each of these crowns must be accompanied by a good name, is similar to the interpretation of the Bartanura. The proof that the crown of Torah must be accompanied by the crown of a good name is found in Tractate Yuma and self-explanatory. The crown of priesthood, his proof is from the sons of Eli, who are called Bnei Belial, were guilty of unseemly behaviors recorded in the book of Shmuel. The need for a king to conduct himself in a proper manner is proven by the Sforno from the life and death of Yehoram, son of Yehoshaphat, king of Yehuda, who killed his brothers. He was not accorded the royal honor at his funeral, which normally consisted of burning the royal bed and certain personal belongings to indicate that no other person was worthy to use them. This practice, as well as the privilege of being buried in the tombs of kings, was denied to Yehoram. So remember, that good name, that reputation, those good deeds, those mitzvahs, those chesed, that Torah learning, that's what comes with you after 120 years. The Keser Torah, the Keser Kuni, Keser Malchus doesn't mean anything without the good name. Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. Daryl Aaron's precede story is more important. Before you learn Torah to have the proper manners, the proper way of the world, make sure to work on that Kesser Shem Tov, to work on that good name, that good reputation to come with you after 120 years, and then doing good in all of your days. Join us next time as we talk about exiling yourself to a place of Torah here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.